Chapter 14, I Am Strong. You Can Handle It. We all go through challenges, disappointments, and unfair situations. It's easy to let it overwhelm us to the point where we think, this is too much. I can't deal with this illness. I can't handle this difficult child. I can't take this traffic. It's driving me crazy. Or this relationship issue, it's going to be the end of me. God would not have allowed it if you couldn't handle it. But as long as you're telling yourself it's too much, you'll talk yourself out of it. Have a new perspective. You are not weak. You are full of can-do power. You are strong in the Lord. All through the day, whether you're stuck in traffic or facing a major disappointment, your attitude should be, I can handle it. I can handle this grouchy boss. I can handle this difficult child. I can handle these people talking about me. I can handle this legal situation. You can't have a weak, defeated mentality. You have to have a warrior mentality. This is what Joseph did. He was betrayed by his brothers, thrown into a pit, sold into slavery, and spent years in a foreign prison for something that he didn't do. But he didn't get depressed. He didn't start complaining. His attitude was, I can handle it. God is still on the throne. He wouldn't have allowed it unless he had a purpose for it. So I'm going to stay in faith and keep being my best. In the end, he was made second in charge over all of Egypt. No person, no bad break, no disappointment, no sickness can keep you from your destiny. My mother was diagnosed with terminal liver cancer in 1981 and given just a few weeks to live. She could have fallen apart, thought, God, it's not fair. Served you all these years, I don't understand it. Instead, her attitude was, I can handle it. I'm not a victim, I'm a victor. Nothing can snatch me out of God's hands. Today, 34 years later, my mother is still going strong, healthy, full of joy, full of peace, and helping others. My father, back in the 1950s, was the pastor of a large denominational church. His future looked very bright. They had just built a beautiful new sanctuary. But through a series of events, my dad had to leave the church. It was a major setback, a big disappointment. He'd given years of his life there, but he didn't sit around nursing his wounds. His attitude was, I can handle it. I know when one door closes, God always opens up another door. He and my mother went out and launched Lakewood Church, and here we are today, still going strong. The Apostle Paul put it this way, I have strength for all things through Christ who empowers me. Listen to his declaration. I am ready for anything. I am equal to anything through him who infuses strength into me. He was saying, the enemy may hit me with his best shot, but it won't stop me. I am more than a conqueror. Paul knew what he was talking about. He had been shipwrecked, spent the night on an open sea, gone days without food. He was falsely accused, beaten with rods, thrown into prison. If anyone had a right, at least in the natural, to be negative, bitter, complain, it would have been Paul. But he understood this principle. His attitude was, I can handle it. I am ready for and equal to it. Why? Because Almighty God, the Creator of the universe, has infused me with strength. He has equipped me, empowered me, anointed me, crowned me with favor, put royal blood in my veins, called me to reign in life as a king. In difficult times, as Paul did, you have to talk to yourself the right way. If you don't talk to yourself, your thoughts will talk to you. They will tell you, it's too much. It's never going to change. It's not fair. If God loved you, he would have never let this happen. The scripture says, the rain falls on the just and the unjust. Just because we're a person of faith doesn't exempt us from difficulties. Jesus told a parable about this, where one person built their house on the rock. They honored God. Another person built their house on the sand. They didn't honor God. What's interesting is that the same storm came to both people. The wind blew and the rain fell on both houses. The difference is, when you honor God, the storm may come, but when it's all said and done, you will still be standing. The other house built on the sand was washed away. The enemy may hit you with his best shot, but because your house is built on the rock, his best will never be enough. When the storm is over, you will not only come through it, but you will come out stronger, increased, promoted, better than you were before. Now you have to do what Paul did, shake off a victim mentality and have a victor mentality. You are not a weakling. You're not lacking. The most powerful force in the universe is breathing in your direction. Every morning you need to remind yourself, I am ready for and equal to anything that comes my way. I am full of can-do power. I am strong. That sickness is no match for you. That relationship issue is not going to keep you from your destiny. The loss of that loved one did not stop God's plan for your life. Don't let it overwhelm you. You can handle it. You've been armed with strength. When you have this warrior mentality, this attitude of faith, knowing that you've been equipped and empowered, all the forces of darkness cannot stop you. The prophet Isaiah said, "Take hold of his strength." When you make this declaration, "I can handle it," you're not just being positive, you're taking hold of strength. When you say it, you're getting stronger. That's why the scripture says, "Let the weak say, I am strong." Listen to what you're saying to yourself. "I can't stand this job. This professor is so difficult. I'll never pass his course. My loved one didn't make it. I don't know what I'm going to do." If you're always talking about the problem, it's going to drain you. When you talk defeat, strength is leaving. Energy is leaving. Creativity is leaving. Quit letting those things overwhelm you. You are not a victim. You are a victor. If it came your way, you can handle it. You are ready for it and equal to it. If you will stay in agreement with God, He will take what is meant for your harm and He will use it to your advantage. That difficulty won't defeat you. It will promote you.